Not leaving mad, leaving glad. Of course, the preaching ain't over yet. Our country is in a mess this morning, not because of preaching, because of the lack of it. Most churches have went to entertainment instead of preaching. He said He chose the foolishness of preaching to save those that believe. Somebody said you can't build a church no more on preaching. We're trying. Say, what you got for our young'uns? Preaching. Teaching them something. Lord, wasn't that a blessing this morning? They won't get that at Romper Room. They won't get that at the Bowden Elementary. Wish they would. Oh, what about the seniors? What you got for seniors? Preaching. Boy, we got one stop shop around here. Preaching. And we love to make much of His Son. Because He's altogether the lovely one. The name above all names. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by Him. He is the door, glory to God. I'm glad He's the doorway to glory. I like what the old preacher said, He's the miracle of the age. The all-sufficient Savior. He strengthens and sustains. He guards and He guides. He heals the sick. He cleanses the leper. He forgives the sinner. Somebody ought to shout right there. He discharges the debtors. He delivers the captives. He defends the feeble. He blesses the young. And He benefits the old. He rewards the diligent. And He beautifies the meek. He's the key to knowledge. He's the doorway to deliverance. He's the pathway to peace. He's the roadway to righteousness. He's the highway to holiness. I'm a feeling something up here. He's the gateway to glory. His office is manifold. His promise is sure. His life is matchless. His goodness is limitless. Oh, my glory in the morning. His goodness is limitless. His mercy is everlasting. His love never changes. His word is enough. His grace is sufficient. His reign is righteous. His yoke is easy. And His burden is light. He is indescribable. He's incomprehensible. He's invincible. And He is irresistible. I bless His name this morning that He loves somebody like me. Ain't it amazing He loves somebody? Ain't it amazing that He loves somebody like me? Ain't it amazing? Ain't He lovely? Ain't He glorious? Ain't He wonderful? Ain't it marvelous? Oh, He is so good to me this morning. Hallelujah. I say, well, glory. I like what the old black preacher said. Well, well, well. He's wonderful. I mean, it's amazing He'd take upon the sins of the world and get on a cross and pay a ransom for all. Oh, that'll help you, friend, when you realize He's paid the price. And I bless the God of glory this morning. the book of Hebrews said this. Said in Hebrews chapter number 1 and verse number 1, God who at sundry time or different time in different manners. Boy, He even spoke by some donkeys. Somebody say amen right there. He even spoke by some ravens come by and dropped some bread over to a preacher out by a brook that was drying up. Spoke in different manners. You better be glad He speaks to you. And ain't it amazing God used many mouthpieces, but He's always got one word. And it's always about His Son. He said He spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets. Thank God for old prophets. Thank God for the Monroe Wiggins and the Elmer Casons that the generation that I preach to know a little about. But He said in verse 2, hath in these last days, and by the way, it is the last days, hath in these last days spoken unto us. What a privilege that God would say something to us. See, God ain't like some of you. Some of you are stuck up. Boy, God loves everybody. He said in these last days He's spoken to us by His Son, whom He hath appointed heir of all things. Other words, He's going to have the last say-so. By whom also that He made the worlds. I believe in evolution, preacher. Well, I got a solution for your evolution. If it wasn't for the grace of God, He ought to hang you under an oak tree someplace. I believe in the bang theory. God spoke it and it went boom. God spoke it into existence. Who being the brightness of His glory and the and the express image of His person. And up, what's this now? Oh, this ought to help you. And upholding all things by the word of His power. When He had by Himself, didn't need the Pope. No, He didn't need the Pope. I say it again. It wasn't Muhammad. And it sure wasn't Buddha. But by Himself purged our sins and He sat down. And He just didn't sit down anywhere. He sat down on the right hand of the Majesty. The Majesty on high. Can I tell you, He's above the White House. He's above your house. He's above this house. Boy, I'm glad He's a sitting above all things on the throne of His glory. Thank you for standing this morning. You may be seated. We preach it in these last days about making much of Him. Boy, if our churches could just get back about making much of Christ. You see, He said, I spoke to you by the prophets. But He said, in the last days, I'm speaking to you by my Son. If you want to know about God, get in on the Word. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory. of the only begotten of the Father. See, Jesus is the Word. And I'm glad this morning out of this Word we can make much about Him. It ain't about you. And it's sure not about me. But it's all about Him. Last week we looked that He was the doorway to glory. Oh, I'm glad that God has provided a door by His Son into glory. If you bypass Christ, hell will be your home. He paid a ransom for all. He's not willing that any perish, but all come to repentance. But honey, if you bypass this door, hell will be your home. We seen making much of Christ. He is the door. But this morning, just a little bit, I won't preach on. He's the doctor. I'm glad. Have you ever noticed this? I took my dad-in-law to the doctor. And he'll walk in, and a lot of times, they can't even get to him. And a lot of times, they'll look at him and say, "Well, sir, I'm sorry, you've made a wasted trip. I got to send you to another doctor. Because I don't specialize in shoulders. I don't specialize in hips." You know, used to, a country doctor was one-stop shop. He could do anything about it. Sort of like carpenter. Somebody say amen right there. Now you got to have 25 to build a house. Somebody say amen. There's a sheetrock man, and there's a light bulb man, and there's a foundation man, and there's a fence post man. And oh, but honey, let me tell you, Jesus is the great physician. He can do everything. He can do anything this morning. Just go to His office, and He'll take your case this morning. Now, I got to notice something about Him. First of all, I want to say that this doctor Jesus, He can handle back problems. The Bible said in Luke chapter number 13, you'll see that in verse number 10, "I'd rather be a preacher than anything I know." Luke 13 and verse number 10, He can see about. I'm glad He's the back doctor. Now in Luke 13 and verse number 10, there the Bible says this. He was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. You'll always find Jesus doing something in synagogues. He was teaching or preaching. That's leaving our country on a fast pace. "And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years. I pastored her. And was bowed together." Or bowed together, ever how your vernacular wants to pronounce it. Other words, she is bent over. She had back trouble. "And could in no wise," watch what the Bible said, "could in no wise lift herself." Sometime this world will overload you, friend. And the Bible said, when Jesus saw her, He called her to Him and said unto her, "Woman, thou art loose from thine infirmity." And He laid His hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. I'm not so sure you'd want her to sit down by you on Sunday morning. I'm not sure that you'd like to see her in a good Holy Ghost service. I want to say it was a difficult case. She had a spine problem. She was bowed over. And then she had a span problem. Because the Bible said she had suffered of this difficult case for 18 years. She had been in that predicament. She had a difficult case, but then we see a demonic cause. In verse 16, matter of fact, he done something for her. And Jesus said this. He said, "Ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years, be loose from this bond on the Sabbath?" They had an issue with Jesus doing something on the Sabbath day. Know a lot of Baptists got issues with Jesus doing something on the Sabbath day. You see, she had a difficult case and she had a demonic cause. Let me tell you, honey, the devil would love to overload you with burdens this morning. Thank God we got a church. I'm glad we got a Christ that we can come and unload our burdens to. The devil will tell you nobody else has got them kind of problems. He'll tell you you're the only one that's struggling in your marriage, or you're the only one struggling in your business, and you're the only one struggling with your youngins. Honey, I come to tell you this morning, the God of glory can unload your back trouble this morning. She was bowed over. One old writer said one of her problems was all she could see is the world. I imagine that's a lot of our problems this morning. Reason we get so bowed over, we can't look up. I mean, the devil just had me to look around and say, "Look how pitiful you are, and it ain't going to get no better. And oh, it ain't no way this can get fixed." But honey, let me tell you, the Lord of glory, the great doctor of this book, He can handle a back case this morning. She was bent over. I wonder if anybody this morning here might have back trouble. See, she had a difficult case and she found out it was a demonic cause, but thank God for the doctor's call. Now around here we call the doctor, but here the doctor called her. Boy, ain't it a blessing to have a doctor that makes house calls. You know, in our new society, you don't meet many doctors make a house call. A lot of them used to come around and make a house call. But I'm glad the God of glory, the great physician, makes house calls today. The doctor's call. Now, it's a blessing when the doctor calls you. I had one. Matter of fact, I've never had too many call me back and check up on me. They just want to get my money and put me in line like a cow. Say, "Now hurry now and get on out and let me give you something to help you. Don't worry about what happens to you." But we see this back problem, a difficult case. No doubt there was a demonic cause. Then we see the doctor's call. But in verse 13, there was a definite cure. Because he laid his hands on her. It does matter, honey, what he touches. Boy, a lot of you're bent over in your troubles and the devil tell you you'll never get no better. I tell you what you need this morning. You need God to touch you. And look what she done. I don't know if you want to go to church with her or not. She is made straight and she glorified God. Brother Lee had a shouting mama. I remember first time ever seeing your mama, Brother Lee. And by the way, she's in glory shouting her out this morning. Maybe she's looking over into this service. Maybe God said, "Come here, Granny. Look over in here and listen what this preacher fixing to tell." Remember, she come down the storefront building. And by the way, I'm not too good to preach in a storefront building. That's where I started with some of you. You remember then. Jake and Justin, you remember that high chair I used to preach on to you boys and step over you? You're just crawling in the floor then. I ought to kick both of you just for credit. Put one or two in the bank, you know. But I remember, Brother Lee, your mama come in, she sat down, she said, "Hon, are you that preacher?" I said, "What preacher, ma'am?" She said, "That preacher preaching on that radio." I said, "Yes, ma'am." She said, I want to come down here and hear you preach this morning." Then one Sunday out of the storefront, she come over there where Brother Craig sat. Now, I'll never forget, she said, "The preacher, now, I'm Church of God. Can I come to y'all's church?" I said, "Lord, yeah, granny, come on to church." Man, you talking about a shouting woman. She is a fire starter. You get her and Brother Donald in a service, it's hard to get a spot to preach. She'd stand up, and why, she'd say more than the average Baptist preachers are saying this morning. She'd say, "I just want to testify and tell you what the Lord's done for me." I bet you this girl, the Bible said, she got up straight and she glorified God. Can I tell you, to glorify God is biblical this morning. Has He done anything about your back problem? Oh, it's nobody like this doctor. I found out that he can handle a back problem. Number two, I done found out he can handle a blind problem. Said in John chapter number 9. John chapter number 9. I love this story. And you'll find out in verse number 1. There was a notorious condition. He was born blind. Jesus passed by. He saw a man which was blind from his birth. That reminds me what the psalmist David said. We're all depraved sinners. And let me tell you something this morning. Be careful to say that you won't do that, because it's in you to do it. We was born with it. You ain't got to teach your young'uns to lie and steal. You got to tear their backside up to keep them from lying and stealing. All that comes natural, see. That's what gives you a lot of problems. All that stuff just comes naturally. It is a notorious condition. There's a lot of blind people. And the Bible said Jesus passed by, saw man which is blind from his birth. Not only a notorious condition, but there was a needed compassion. He couldn't see Jesus, but Jesus could see him. Would somebody help me preach this morning? Oh, he had a needed compassion. If there's ever a time that we need compassion and mercy, it's this morning. Some of y'all look like this, I'll share it with you. You've heard me say it 4 times. Now this is 5. There was a photographer at a wedding, and he made some pictures, and he offended an old gal. She come and said, "Sir, your picture taken." Said, "It has offended me and it didn't do me justice." He said, "Hon, you don't need justice, you need mercy. Hon, you don't need justice. We need mercy, what we need. We need the compassion of Christ. When we couldn't see Him, He could see us and loved us and come to where we was." I'm glad He can handle a blind problem. You see, not only do we see a notorious condition and a needed compassion, But in verse 2 and 3, the young preacher talked about this morning, there's a noble cause. Matter of fact, the disciples weren't even interested really in old boy being able to see. They just wanted to know, why is born blind? You ever got questions about why? I wonder anything ever happened in your life and you said, dear God, why? I mean, honey, if you ain't never had none of them why questions, you just hang around a while. You just get saved by the glory of God. It won't be long. You'll be wondering why about a bunch of stuff. Matter of fact, it's not wrong to say, Lord, why? Jesus, our role model and our great deliverer, He said to the God of glory, Lord, why hast Thou forsaken me? It's not what I don't know. It's what I do know that keeps me going. I know that He's able. And you see this morning, we see in this story, verses 2 and 3, there's a noble cause. He said, His disciples asked Him, saying, Master, who did sin that this man or his parents that he is born blind? And Jesus said, neither hath this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. Now, Brother Doe, I appreciate Brother Doe Daniels. I thought we were so honored today that he and this nice lady would just get out on our property and roll in this building. Reckon he's ever wondered, God, why did you allow my leg to be removed? You ever wonder why Miss Flo, one of the nicest ladies in this church, married to one of the most princes of men I've ever met? Have you ever wondered why God called him out one Sunday morning? Have you ever wondered maybe why one of your young'uns went off way out yonder in a bad place and you're scratching your head and you're saying, dear God, I've raised them right and I've done right and it just don't make sense. Can I tell you, honey, at the end of the situation, God's going to get all the glory out of it. There is a noble cause. Because look what Jesus, aren't you glad He can clarify some things? He said this, He said in verse 4 or verse 3, neither hath this man or his parent, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of Him that sent me. While it's day, the night cometh when no man can work. A noble cause. He said, you know what? I can tell you why He's that way. He's that way to give God the glory. God's going to get the glory out of it. Brother John back here that God saved a few years ago was talking this week. He had a nephew, sister, and the child never walked. They carried him in diapers all of his life, I think in the young mid-40s, and God called him out. I mean, I don't have the answers to all of that. But all I can tell you is there is a noble cause, because the God of glory is going to get the glory out of our situation. And He says, so I want to calm all you independent boys down. It might not be because of sin. You know, sometimes we walk in the hospital and see our brother flat on the back. You walk in and say, what'd you do? I wonder what you did. You ever heard anybody say, have you heard about him? What about you? Wonder anybody want to get up here and let's see an x-ray of your heart on video screen this morning? Some of you owe debts and you won't even pay people. You ought to hold your head and get on the pew and cry, God, be merciful to me this morning. You ought to pay your bills. Y'all look like you need some preaching in the back this morning. You ought to brag on the God of glory. As a matter of fact, if you'd go to looking about you, you'd find more about you that'll keep you busy and occupied than you would your neighbor. That didn't cost you nothing, but I'm the pastor. That's why I get to preach. You see, there is a noble cause, but I'm glad there's a noted cure. He said, verse 5, as long as I'm in the world, I am the light of the world. He said, boy, as long as I'm around, you still got hope. A noted cure. Then he says this in verse number 7. Watch what he does to this boy on this noted cure. I'm going to run. I don't know if I'm going to make it through this sermon, what I've seen this morning. I wondered a long time, you preachers, I wondered why God done this. And he gave me just a little nugget this morning. He said, long as I'm in the world, I'm the light of the world. Now look what he done. He would offend some of you. When he had thus spoken, he spat. That spit and bowed him. He spit on the ground. And he made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. And this is what he said, go wash in the pool of Siloam. And he went his way therefore and washed and came. Said, can you remember the day that he rubbed your face into what you was doing bad? Can you remember in them dirty places you was a-walking and acting, God rubbed your face in it, put something in your eyes and irritated you, and honey, without the grace of God that got your attention, you'd never went to the pool of Siloam this morning. I'm glad I got tired of what I was doing. I love it when God rubs your face in it. All that old dope eyes are smoking. You know what he done, Mason? For the God of glory to your daddy, he rubbed his face in it. The things he is doing, he made me sick of it. And he said, if you want to get it out, if it's irritating you, go to the pool of Siloam and wash, glory to God. I got some. I tell you what we need for sinners around here to get some dirt in their eyes. You think you're going to go to heaven because you're doing good. You better hope the Holy Ghost shows you just how dirty you really are. You better hope that the God of glory rubs it right into your face good and lets you see what you've been a-doing and where you've been a-messing around at. And honey, when he irritates you, I'm glad there's hope. You run toward Calvary and be washed white as snow this morning. Oh, I'm glad he rubbed my face in it. A lot of you playing around with sin, and for long it's going to play you. You don't play with sin and leave the same way you come in. That old prodigal, he said, Lord, give me what you owe me. Give me what's coming to me. We better hope the God of glory don't give us what's coming to us. He put him out there and let him go. The Bible said not many days after. Hun, let me tell you where you headed on a fast path. You headed to a bad place. You headed to a hog pen because you think God owes you something. You better reconcile yourself to the King of glory by the only scapegoat of the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. Boy, I'm glad he got in my eyes. Brother Felton, Brother Gerald, Brother Troy, where would you boys be this morning if God hadn't rubbed your face in it? Great God, I'll just get back over here and preach a while. The things you was doing, you was enjoying, they rubbed your face in it. You got to wearing that mess around and realize, oh God, I'm tired of this in my eyes. Can I tell you, when stuff is in your eyes, you don't know where you're going. You'll run into things and hurt yourself. And you know what I found out? You'll hurt other people. Oh God, how many times I hurt my wife and the little kids doing wicked things and sinful things. But the God, but one day the God of glory, He put something in my eyes and He said, "Boy, if you want to get it out, you can get it out." Well, what you do now? what you do now? glory to God. Ain't you glad He put your face in it? Oh, I'm so sick. What I was doing. My little old babies, I remember Renee, about the time Macy, what year was you born? 87. I done quit things then. But when Megan was born, I remember Brother Randall, Renee took her and put her in a tub in the back. I built a fire. And I rolled up that stuff, had me in a prison. And I'll never forget, I built that fire and I was blowing it up the chimney so Renee couldn't smell it because it made her madder than the devil when I'd smoke it, and it ought to have. Somebody say amen right there. Boy, I remember that night I got right in there to that fire and I tried to blow it up that chimney. The Holy Ghost spoke to me and He said, "Boy, you're going there. You're going there, boy. You're going there." And I got so sick of what I was doing. Has He ever made you sick? Put your face in it. What you was doing. I'm glad there's a way out. Because you see, He can handle a blind problem. The noted cure. I wish I had time. They were some nasty critics. You know what them Pharisees said? "You're breaking the laws. We don't do it that way in our church." Can I remind you, Jesus does the way He wants to do. But it'll always be in the boundary of that book. Nasty critic. Some of them boys, Brother Daniel, didn't believe it when you got saved. Stand up, Brother Daniel. Stand up, son. I love you. I'm glad the Lord saved the fire out of you. Let me tell you how redneck this boy is. We got deer stands. He just climbs a tree and sits on the limb. I use summit climbing stands. I'm glad He can handle a blind problem. Them critics will say, "Daniel, that'll wear off." And some it has. You know why it wore off? Because they never got it. Y'all remember Dr. E. Elwood seems had lunch with him Friday on the way to Carolina. This is what he said, "Hey, Brother Ken." He said, "I wish to the God of glory I could see somebody in our church get it and stick." Nasty critics. Why'd you do this? But I want you to notice there's a noticeable confession. They said, hey, that boy you had, mom and daddy, these Pharisees called her out in court. Said, won't ask you, was he really born blind or was just gimmicks? They said, well, I'll tell you what you do. He's of age, ask him. Look what this boy said. We ought to lap the building on what he said. Noticeable confession. He said, verse 25, he answered and said, whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I do know, that whereas I was blind, but now I see. He said, I don't know a lot about what I just got, but all I do know, I was blind, but now I see. Boy, I was that way when I got saved. I didn't know a lot, but all I know now, I could see something different. Boy, I got a lot more that morning than I thought. The God of glory come and lived in me. I'm going to tell you, Jesus, our great doctor, He sees about back problems. He sees about blind problems and He fixes blood problems. See, there was a woman over there had a bad blood problem in Mark 5. Matter of fact, it was real embarrassing to her. I mean, this woman was in dire straits. The Bible said in verse 25 of Mark 5, one of the greatest chapters in the Bible, you'll see, first of all, the length of her sickness. She had a blood problem. A certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and suffered many things of many physicians and spent all she had was nothing better but rather grew worse. And when she had heard of Jesus, she came in the press behind and touched His garment. For she said, if I may just touch His clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood has dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. I want to say she had a blood problem. Then she had a banking problem. She doesn't spend it all. I wonder what you've spent trying to get better. But then, see, if she touched Jesus, she had a blessing problem. He does change things. Fellas, would y'all come this morning? I want you to give me a song of invitation. I got two more points. I'm going to run through them real quick. Talking about making much of Christ, He's the doctor. See, He can handle a back problem. Oh, He can fix a blind problem. You're here, and no matter what you're doing, let me tell you, He can deliver you from it, and He can save you from it. Jesus can handle a blood problem. Maybe you just need to be saved. Since you know what was done in her, the problem may be it's in you. Then John 14, He can handle a broken problem. Let not your heart be troubled. Hey, church, let me tell you something. God's been good to us. He's been good to us. How many times I've seen Sister Peggy there with her boy. What a time she's had. What a time many of you have had. But you know what I noticed? When people get around Jesus with a broken problem, He says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in Me. He said, in My Father's house are many mansions, and if it were not so, I would have told you. He said, I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go away, then I will come again and receive you unto Myself, that where I am, there you may be also. He can fix a broken problem. I looked around this morning, many of you that's been so broken, and you had your hands throwed up to glory. And now you'll leave different than how you came. And I close with this, Brother Kevin. Jesus, the great doctor, He can fix a burn problem. Yeah, He's a specialist. He can handle any case. Some of you are going to die and go to hell if He don't save you. But He can fix that this morning. God, I'm glad. Brother David, you've proved to be one of the best friends I've got in this church. You've proved yourself to me. And you know something, Brother David? He fixed our burn problem. Brother Kevin, He covered us with His blood, compassion, mercy. Brother Joe, we ain't got to die and go to hell, son, because He fixed our burn problem. Do you need to make a visit into His office this morning? I promise you this, it won't be like I've seen my dad-in-law. He ain't going to make you wait and wait and wait in line. He's going to take every case you got. Brother Charles, y'all been through a lot. He can fix a broken problem. You'll never know what this life's going to bring you. But you always remember this. Jesus is the great physician. You come while we sing this morning.